From WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge. Gardere, a neighborhood synonymous with poverty, blight, and crime, is changing for the better. Overall, crime has declined in the last 4 years, and a group of residents are working to make the area safer, smarter, and friendlier. Muriel Harrison, founder of the Gardere Initiative, rounds her big church van onto Gardere Lane with two back seats full of kids. The kids are bouncing as she pulls into the parking lot for Hartley Vay Gardere Park, where a shiny new playground practically sparkles in the afternoon sun. It was paid for with a grant received by Breck from Dr. Pepper Snapple and a national nonprofit called Kaboom. The catch was that volunteers had to build the playground in a day, a challenge which the Gardere Initiative took on.
This street is Ned, so on this street you have four plexes.
Harrison drives me around, showing me block after block of nearly identical fourplexes and duplexes. Many are virtually unchanged since they were built in the 70s and 80s as student housing, though they have deteriorated with more than a few boarded up doors and windows. The community saw a big change, a spike in crime in the aftermath of Katrina.
Like I said, after that, the Hispanic community moved in, and they used to call them like walking ATMs because many of them were undocumented and they would carry cash, so they were just targets.
Because they were undocumented, they wouldn't seek help from law enforcement. According to American Community Survey data from 2013, that's the last year available, a little over 10% of Gardere residents are undocumented. That number is nearly double what it was in 2000. Pastor Eleazar Rodriguez of Iglesia Al Aposento Alto is also part of the Gardere Initiative. He says his congregation is a little over 200 people strong, most of which are undocumented.
In my congregation, I have from Honduras, El Salvador, Nicaragua. I have a family from Belize, from Puerto Rico, and from Mexico. From all the Central America, we have some people.
Rodriguez says that when he first came to Gardere to lead the church 8 years ago, members of the undocumented community were reported to federal immigration authorities far more often than they are now. And he says even when they are, the authorities still treat them fairly, allowing them to post bond and return to their families.
Immigration is pretty fair. I mean, they're nice people. They're nice people. And policemen, they're nice people. You know, it's like when you go to the Walmart. Maybe you will find 1 gallon of milk spoiled, but that doesn't mean that all the gallons are going to be.
Even if Rodriguez says undocumented members of the community have less reason to worry, they themselves may not always feel that way. Captain Andrew Stevens of the East Baton Rouge Parish Sheriff's Department oversees the Gardere area. And he says a more recent challenge is convincing undocumented people that it's okay to call 911 when they need help.
We try to hold meetings with them using Crime Stoppers, trying to let them know that it is okay. We're not here to deal with, you know, you being undocumented here. We're here to just let you know that if you're a victim of any type of crime that, you know, we're going to extend the same thing that we do to anybody else. I mean, you have those rights while you're here.
Captain Stevens also works with the Gardere Initiative. He says the Hispanic community is playing a bigger role in community events. However, Pastor Rodriguez says many keep to themselves.
They're afraid. You know, they're afraid. They go through a lot.
The initiative is helping, though. In the years since establishing their office on Ned Street, their services have expanded to include bagged lunches for neighborhood kids, a library, tutoring and GED programs. They also provide internet access to people who need to apply for jobs. The list goes on and on, but essentially, they've grown to fill many needs the community has long had.
That's what we just want to improve the lives of the people who live in the community.
Harrison rounds the big church van back onto Gardere Lane, where I can see people walking in the street. Many people in this community don't have cars, but after several years of requests, the neighborhood is set to finally get sidewalks on the busy thoroughfare within 2 years. I'll give you one guess as to who helped make that happen. For WRKF News, I'm Anne Maria Wadd.